Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
112, 110. Syracuse beats Indiana. Indiana down 18. Then Indiana, in the last half minute of regulation, they're down 6. They came back. They tied the thing. They took a lead in the overtime. They lost the lead, tied the thing, went into a second overtime, tied the thing, and then a guy for Syracuse creates contact against Trace Jackson Davis, gets the foul called. And so Syracuse, they knock down the two foul shots, and Indiana picks up its first loss in the Mike Woodson era. But listen, before we get to other stuff, this is a loss. But you know what? I'm not worried that much about the loss. The stuff that Indiana did badly, they're going to be able to clean up. You got to hope. Indiana cannot go into January and February this stupid with the basketball, this careless with the basketball. It's just impossible. They turned the ball over 25 times, 25 turnovers, and the game still went to double overtime. And Christian Lander, who Mike Woodson had no interest in playing whatsoever, pressed into service, because Xavier Johnson and Rob Phinisee foul out. You know what? He wasn't great, but he wasn't bad given the circumstances. Trace Jackson Davis made some foul shots, missed some foul shots. You can't miss and win games in double overtime. You just can't. Miller Kopp was terrific tonight. He hit foul shots, 3 of them, with under 10 seconds left to get this thing tied up, and it looked like it was going to go to a third overtime. But this is a loss that gives me hope, because this, you saw Indiana over the 40 minutes of regulation get much better at attacking that zone. And we talked about it all week, and we've talked about it since the last game. Who is that again? Marshall, right? We talked about how to attack the Syracuse zone. You get it in the middle, and you distribute out of the middle. And once they figured that out and started moving the ball with some quickness, right? Be quick, don't hurry. In the first half, they hurried, but they weren't quick at all. They were slow while hurrying. That's a really bad combination in basketball. In the second half, they were quick with the ball. They didn't hurry. They took their time. They got the ball to the right place at the right time, and they made Syracuse pay. And once they started doing that, this thing turned into a game, and it turned into a lot of fun. Indiana is going to get better because of this game. I hate the term good loss. Oh, it's a good loss. Oh, we're going to learn from this. It's a good. I hate that. But that's what this was. That's what it felt like. Trace Jackson Davis with 31 points, 16 rebounds. 6 turnovers. Let's not forget the 6 turnovers.
Race Thompson, 17.7 turnovers, 12 rebounds. They had three guys who scored better than 20 or 20 or better. Parker Stewart with 20. Yeah, I don't know who taught that kid how to defend. I hope it wasn't his late dad, as I'm thinking about it. But you can't create contact like that with a guy shooting a basketball. You just can't do it, or they're going to call a foul every single time. And Stewart did it almost every single time his guy shot the basketball. You just can't do that. The Syracuse is really, really smart, and you would think they would be. They got Buddy Boeheim, Jim Boeheim's son. They got Jimmy Boeheim, Jim Boeheim's son. They got a couple other guys, really, really smart. They understand how basketball works, and they understand where to go with the basketball at the right time and all of that crap. And Indiana's just not there yet. You know, they've got a lot of really good things. This game could have been, it looked like terrible news with, what, about 4 minutes left. Trace Jackson-Davis goes down. He's hurt his knees, writhing in pain. And you knew it was a bruise, but you hoped it wasn't like a dislocated kneecap or something like that that sometimes happens when two knees pop together like those two did. He and the Syracuse kid came back into the game with like 2:12 left, played really well from that point on. I thought Indiana played well, and it's so much fun to watch Indiana correctly adjust. How long's it been since you've seen Indiana adjust appropriately to what a team's doing? Now, like Syracuse, we know they play that 2-3, or it's a 1-3-1 sometimes, or 1-4, whatever Jimmy Dykes was calling it. Dan Dockich is not calling college basketball, and Jimmy Dykes is. Somebody explain this to me. Somebody at ESPN, reply to my email and tell me why Jimmy Dykes is doing games and Dan Dockich is doing games for his wife on his couch. What is happening with ESPN? At any rate, when was the last time you saw Indiana adjust correctly or do something out of a timeout where you were like, man, that was smart. He's ahead of the game. He's ahead of the other guy. We haven't had that. I don't know. It's been a long time. It's been, what, 25 years since, you know, Knight had a good team. Mike Davis didn't do that kind of thing a lot. Maybe Kelvin did. I don't know. Crean never did. And Archie Miller, completely incapable of that kind of higher-level basketball thought. But Mike Woodson is. Mike Woodson works matchups. He gets people in the right place at the right time. He's always thinking the game. He's three steps beyond where they are right now. He's not reacting in the moment. He's thinking about what's coming. I like Mike Woodson a lot. And I like the way this team did this tonight. And granted, they were idiots with the ball, and you got to be stronger with the ball. Chin the damn thing, Trace. Come on. And Race Thompson, exactly the wrong guy in the middle of that zone. We talked about that this afternoon. Can't have a guy like Race Thompson in the middle of the zone throwing bad passes all day. That was entirely foreseeable. But they kind of moved beyond that. Trace all of a sudden sort of found it in the second half where he started throwing up 12-footers, throwing alley-oops to Trace Jackson-Davis. Good things defensively. They got tighter. They got better. Some bad fouls. That's the way it goes. This is a loss to build on. And again, I hate that kind of crap. I hate it, right? A loss is a loss is a loss, but a loss isn't a loss when it's a loss like this loss, because this loss could have gotten twisted in 17 different directions as the Hoosiers were down 18. They could have folded their tent a million times tonight. They didn't do that. They kept fighting, they kept processing, they kept figuring it out, and they kept adjusting, and Mike Woodson proved himself to me tonight to be worthy of our trust and our belief, and hopefully that holds true with the players who look at this guy not as a 63-year-old head, but as a guy who understands the game of basketball and is trying to impart wisdom to them on a possession-by-possession basis. I thought it was really, really good. There are some guys who can't play in this kind of game. They just can't. Jordan Geronimo. I should have sent Mike Woodson a note. Don't play Jordan Geronimo tonight at all, because Jordan Geronimo is athletically gifted. But from a basketball knowledge perspective, you got to go up against a 2-3 as this thing kind of morphs from one thing to the next. And you've got to understand where the holes are. It's kind of like football, right? We talk about it all the time. And we talk about how brilliant T.Y. Hilton is going up against zone coverage, finding the hole, sitting down, catching the football, burrowing, and getting first downs. That's the same thing. Against this zone, you find the open area, which, as Jimmy Dykes said 78 million times tonight, it's at the nail. I'll meet you at the nail. Let's go to the nail. If I drank every time that Jimmy Dykes said, go to the nail, I'd be on the floor. You'd just watch me drool, which you may do later anyway. But Indiana, I thought, looked really good tonight in a lot of ways. It is a loss that they can grow from, and we're going to see whether they can grow between now and that Crossroads Classic against Notre Dame, because Notre Dame's no joke. This isn't the Notre Dame of last year or the year before after Pat Connaughton and that group graduated. That's not what this Notre Dame is. This Notre Dame can play, they can shoot, they're smart, they're well coached, and we'll see how Indiana does against that team. I can't wait. I can't wait to watch his team play again. When do we get to see him play again? We better not see 25 turnovers again. Or my enthusiasm for this is going to wane quickly. They play Nebraska on the 4th. Today's the 30th. That's a Tuesday. Wednesday? Thursday? All right. Saturday. All right. Saturday at noon on BTN. And then the following, it looks like Tuesday or Wednesday. Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, they play at Wisconsin, and you're going to have to pack a lunch against Wisconsin because Davison is really smart, and Davis is smart. That is a smart basketball team, and Indiana has got to get its synapses firing, and you can't turn it over 20 times, 25 times. Right? They can't turn it over that many times. My eyes are spinning. I think they're spinning contrary to one another, for God's sake, like opposite pinwheels. You can't turn it over 25 times. Just don't do it. But I like this loss. How much fun was that to stand in front of the TV for the first time in years and watch Indiana? Usually I sit back on the couch, yell at the TV. Today, standing right there in front of the TV, yelling at the TV. What's the difference? I don't know, but it felt good to be this engaged and watch a team process information correctly and use it as they chip away at a big lead against, it's not a great team, right? I mean, they lost to Colgate, but it was a fun game to watch, and I think Indiana's going to be better for it. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning, Breakfast with Kent. Thank God this wasn't a 9 o'clock start. Or I'd yell at everybody. I'd have Jimmy Patero on the phone. I'd be calling Kevin Warren. I'd be on the phone to anybody with any power to exert any influence whatsoever over start times. I would. I'd do it. Hit subscribe. Punch like. Ring the bell. Let's go. Instant post games. Every Colts game. Every Hoosiers game. All brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Let's go. Right? Yes.